It's tax day tomorrow, and Republicans in Washington are saying many Americans should be seeing more money in their paychecks. That's after the GOP tax cuts were signed into law last year. Here's President Trump celebrating the cuts last week.
We've passed the biggest tax cut and reform in American history. More than 5 million workers have already received a tax cut bonus, a pay raise, or a new job thanks to these really massive tax cuts.
Have you seen a difference from the tax cuts yet in your paycheck or at your business? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Our next guest is here to talk about how those tax cuts are playing out around the country. Chai-Ching Huang is Deputy Director of Federal Tax Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Chai-Ching, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the timing first of all. Some of the impact of the tax cuts we probably won't feel until next year's tax time, but what are we seeing so far?
That's right. So most people see the impact of taxes either throughout the year as taxes are withheld from their paychecks as an estimate of how much they'll owe at the end of the year. And then at the end of the year, there's a calculation to see how right or wrong that withholding was, and people either have to pay more or might receive a refund depending on whether or not they had the right amounts withheld.
And this was passed in December, which means there wasn't much time to calculate how withholding should work, right? So is there a thought that those estimates of how much gets taken out of our paycheck for income tax, is there a thought that that might be a little hit or miss?
So like many of the things, I don't envy the IRS having to try to implement this massive tax change. I think they've done as well as they could possibly do with the complexity that this law creates. But you've brought up a really great point. I think there is a risk for many people that their withholding may have changed in a way that they didn't expect. So it's important to check to see whether or not the withholding is as you would want it. Many people prefer to receive a refund at the end of the year rather than risk having to pay money back to the IRS. So that's something that's important to check and see if it's targeting what you would like to see.
So with all that said, do we have a sense of, you know, are a lot of people out there looking at their paychecks and saying, yep, it adds up, it's a little higher than it was last year at this time because of these tax cuts?
Well, polls have been saying that about half of people, in fact, over half of people haven't noticed paycheck increases, despite the fact that the bill overall generally delivers tax cuts to households, with tax increases on a small number of households. Now, my guess is to the main reason for that is that for the vast bulk of working and middle-income households, the tax cuts are a modest amount, particularly relative to the amount that high-income and corporations are getting. So if you take that modest amount and then you spread it across the year, coming in your paychecks every 2 weeks or months, calculations are that about 56% of families would see a tax change of $20 or less every 2 weeks. So you can forgive people for not necessarily noticing that right off the bat.
And then it sounds like they might or might not notice it come tax time next year. If a little more was deducted, they're not necessarily going to see a bigger refund. It's kind of a slow, steady trickle if they are seeing more money in the paycheck.
That's exactly right. The withholding might not be exactly right, so people might receive a lower refund than they did last year, even though they might be paying less in taxes overall. There are some people for whom actually face a tax increase and may actually pay back more at the end of the year. About 7% of households across the country will actually face tax increases, so some of those people may find that out at the end of the year.
Chai-Ching Huang is with us from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We're looking at the impact of the tax changes passed in December by Republicans in Congress. Chai-Ching, we've been talking so far about the direct tax impact. In that quote we heard from the president there, he was talking about the economic benefit of the tax cut. He's making the case that, hey, this is already resulting in more jobs or people getting bonuses on the jobs. I know it's still early, just a few months in. Are we seeing economic impacts from these tax cuts?
Look, I think most mainstream serious economists would say that it's far too early to tell what the long-run economic impact of this is going to be. And at the moment, there's sort of dueling anecdotes. The ones that the tax cut supporters are tending to push the fact that some firms have paid out bonuses. Now, that's not necessarily indicative of long-term wage increases. Bonuses are one-off. And in fact, because the corporate tax rate is cut under the bill, there's an incentive for corporations to bring forward compensation that they can deduct at the higher 35% rate. So some of that bonuses might be them moving forward wages that they would have paid in 2018 and later so that they can have the bigger deduction in 2017. So that's not something that I think is indicative of the long-run impact of the bill. The other thing to note is that many of these companies that have been delivering bonuses have also been spending far, far more on buying back shares. Now, that's a way of companies to deliver cash to their shareholders. It's like a dividend or some other way to pay out cash to shareholders. Now, when they're paying out cash to shareholders, that means that they're not investing it, which is one of the main ways that supporters of these big corporate tax cuts said they would flow through to workers through higher investment.
Right. That was a big hope of the tax cuts, the idea that corporations were reluctant to invest money because of the high corporate taxes in the United States. The tax cuts would free up their willingness to spend on investing in their businesses and thus creating more jobs. You're saying more of that money is going towards stock buybacks instead.
And one particular element of that story was that not only would there be more investment over the long run, but there would be a glut of investment because companies would be bringing back foreign profits under this law. And it's true that the law requires a one-off tax on profits that large multinationals have held offshore and allows them to free up that cash to do with what they like. Now, what we've been seeing, again, is a glut of many of those large multinationals announcing buybacks rather than new investment.
I've heard from some people on the Ideas Network Facebook page about this. Deb on Facebook says, yes, she does have more take-home pay now. So some people, Deb is noticing it, some people will notice it. Who would be the most likely, what economic sector would be most likely to be looking at their, I don't know, biweekly or monthly paycheck and saying, yeah, I do see a difference because of this tax plan?
Right. So again, overall, the majority of households would see a tax cut. But for working and moderate income families, for example, in Wisconsin, people in the first, second, and third fifths of the income distribution, so the bottom 60% of filers and those in the middle, their tax cuts average around about $400 to $500. So again, spreading that across the year, it might be $20 or so in every 2 weeks. The people who will notice it most, however, are those at the very top of the income distribution. High earners and particularly investors are going to see rather large increases in their after-tax profits and their take-home pay. So for the richest 1% in Wisconsin, their average tax cut is $50,000, in fact, more than that a year.
We also heard from Karen on Facebook who says she hasn't really seen a change for her, and now she also has no incentive to donate money. Can you talk about how these changes affect donations and how we claim them?
Sure. So the law actually made a number of different changes that affect charitable donations. And I think a lot of people are going to be watching to see over the course of this year how that does actually impact the nonprofit sector. So the first and most obvious way is that there's a limitation on the amount of charitable deductions that can be taken. And that's because there's limitations on itemized deductions generally, which means that many more filers, it makes more sense to take the standard deduction rather than keep a record of their deductions for charities, for home mortgage interest, and for state and local taxes, and instead just claim the standard amount that's available to everybody now, that's over $20,000 per couple now. So that's one of the reasons why charitable donations from a tax perspective become less attractive. Another reason is for high income people in particular, and extremely wealthy people, the rates on individual income taxes have gone down at the top end, and the estate tax has been weakened. Now, both of those things previously meant a larger tax break for charitable donations from very high income and wealth people, and that has also been lessened by the bill.
We're talking to Chai Ching Huang of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, with Tax Day right around the corner tomorrow. She's with us to talk about the changes Americans are seeing just 4 months into the Republican tax cut plan. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you seeing more money in your paycheck? Are you a business owner hiring more people because of the law, or have you not noticed a big change yet? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We continue our conversation about the Republican tax cut law passed back in December, looking at the impact on Americans 4 months after they were signed into law. Chai Ching Huang is with us from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, and you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your experiences, maybe with your questions. Do you work for a company that raised your pay or gave you a bonus after this law was signed? Do you think these tax cuts are good for the economy or bad? Are you worried about deficits? Call in with your questions and what you're seeing on your paycheck at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to our callers now. Mark is with us in Sauk City. Mark, hi.
Hi, thank you for having this important conversation. I happen to work for AT&T, and in December they announced $1,000 bonuses for their workers, and our CEO did kind of a big push with employees, asking them to support this bill. And while they were, they did keep their promise of that $1,000 bonus, they also handed out a lot of pink slips. So to see coworkers being laid off, you know, while others maybe got a bonus, is kind of a chilling effect for, you know, a workplace. And I just want to share, too, that I think the tax plan seems to favor the super rich and wealthy corporations over working people. You know, in addition to giving corporations pretty sizable tax breaks, the bill greatly incentivizes, or, you know, it's an incentive for companies to outsource jobs, to conduct more and more business offshore, and to invest in offshore earnings in the financial markets rather than back into the domestic workforce. So that's one thing I'm kind of concerned about, and the stock buyback.
Mark, thanks a lot for calling in. A lot there to tackle. Chai Ching, let's start with that point he brought up first. Some companies giving bonuses. He says layoffs came along with that. Did we see that at other companies too?
Unfortunately, yes, that's actually been the story at a number of the companies that have made big announcements about bonuses or buybacks or asking for the tax cut, which is, again, one of the reasons why it's really important to sort of watch this as it plays out. Unfortunately, the last time that there was a large tax cut for foreign profits, we saw a similar thing with companies bringing back a lot of the money, paying it out to shareholders, and cutting jobs at the same time. That was in 2004. So we'll see over time whether or not these promised investment effects really kick in. But at the moment, from the initial data, we're not seeing an overwhelming response in one way or the other.
Mark also saying that the tax cuts benefit people at the higher end. You were talking about that a little. We've seen concerns over rising income and wealth inequality over the last, 20, 30 years or so. Chai Ching, how do you see that, the new tax cuts fitting into that?
Right. It pushes exactly in the wrong direction if you were concerned with reducing that inequality and making up for some of the stagnant wage and salary growth that people in the bottom and in the middle have faced over the last 30 or 40 years. So immediately it does push in the wrong direction. I gave you the numbers before in terms of the raw dollar amounts, but even as a share of income, high income people in this bill, the top 1%, is getting about three times more than moderate income people. So, and the very, very top 0.1% is getting the biggest tax cuts as a share of their income still. So the main theory of the bill, I'm glad we're talking about the corporate tax cuts, was not about how it would directly impact paychecks, even though we are seeing some direct impact on paychecks. The main theory of the bill that proponents put forward was that the really large tax cuts for corporations and high-income people would stimulate growth that would help lower and moderate income people, which is why it's really important to sort of put a critical lens on that and ask whether or not that's likely. Unfortunately, research from previous tax cuts that were designed similarly suggests that that's not likely to be the case, that over time even, the tax cuts are likely to flow to shareholders, wealthy individuals, and high-paid CEOs rather than typical workers.
Thanks for that call, Mark, at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Julie with us in Ripon. Julie, hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to bring up, Julie?
Well, I receive about $80 extra a month in my paycheck from the tax cuts. However, I help support a disabled son who, if they use these tax cuts, you know, it increases the debt, and that's used as a reason to cut Medicaid and food share. I will be paying out much more money to help him than I will be getting in my $80 a month tax cut.
Julie, thanks for the call. Julie, concerned about the long-term impact if the tax cuts and the deficit estimates result in cuts in spending. Chai Cheng.
I think that's a really important concern, especially given what lawmakers who supported the tax package have said. They have said, hot on the heels of the tax cut package, that yes, they are concerned about deficits, but their preferred way of addressing those deficits is to address so-called entitlements, what they call entitlements. Now, that's code language for provisions of the budget that include things like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, support for housing assistance, and other critical programs. So if that's where the focus turns when it comes to addressing deficits and debt, including the $1.5 trillion that this bill added to those deficits, that's a really valid concern.
Thanks for that call, Julie, at 800-642-1234. Chai Cheng Wong is with us from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, looking at the impact of the tax cuts passed back in December. Back to your calls now. Terry is with us in Green Bay. Terry, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, I recently got a pay raise at my employer, and it was merit-based based on what I did there at the company and my efforts. But it definitely wasn't between $4,000 and $9,000 increase that was promised for average wage earners in this country for this tax bill if it passed. And I don't think that that is ever, ever going to happen, ever.
Terry, thanks for the call. Terry saying the wage increases that the White House has suggested will come with the tax cut plan probably aren't going to happen, Chai Cheng.
So what Terry is seeing on the ground and his perspective there is very much in alignment with what mainstream economists concluded. No mainstream economists have suggested that the wage gains, even if there was a big increase in investment from the corporate tax cuts, would get anywhere close to those levels that have been promised by the White House. Those are just far outside of what most economists have predicted based on prior tax cuts and international experience. So that's a really valid concern. And again, the question becomes that even if there is an increase in investment from the corporate tax cuts, if there is also an increase in deficits and debt at the same time that eventually have to be paid off, how are those going to be addressed? And how will that affect typical workers as opposed to the CEOs and the shareholders who are reaping the bulk of the benefits of the direct tax cuts?
Terry, thanks for the call. Good luck digging up there in Green Bay. Chai Cheng, I should bring up the thought that, okay, yes, on paper, these tax cuts will raise the deficit. But if they give enough of a boost to economic activity, and you've already questioned that, but if they work in the way they're supposed to, that generates more tax revenue, it's going to at least diminish the deficit increasing effect of the tax cuts themselves.
That's right. So I think one important thing to know is the Congressional Budget Office just took another look at the cost of this bill. Because the economy is slightly bigger for tax for reasons totally separate from the tax bill, they just revised their estimates. Their estimate of the cost before taking into account any growth that the bill would cause is about $1.9 trillion now. If you take into account the fact that the bill might lead to slightly higher growth and you take into account the fact that it adds to deficits and debt, and that causes interest payments to go up, those two things virtually cancel out. So you end up with a cost of about $1.9 trillion after those factors as well. So when you take into account both any potential positive growth impact and also the negative impact that you're now paying interest on added debt that you wouldn't have previously, those two things are about the same magnitude, and you're still left with increases in the deficit that are, you know, $1.5 trillion or above that.
Chai Cheng, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Chai Cheng Wong is Deputy Director of Federal Tax Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She joined us to talk about the effects of the Republican tax cuts, which went into effect 4 months ago.